Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the CEO of the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA, Kim Jazz Ramirez. How are you doing today, Kim?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by once a month and always letting us know what's going on at the Marshalltown Y, because I feel like even day to day, things kind of change pretty rapidly with you guys. And you did get a little bit of a curveball thrown your way when the high school pool had some maintenance issues. So you guys stepped up to help out.
Yeah, you know, we have such a good partnership with the school district here in Marshalltown, and so, you know, they knew that they could come to us just like we go to them if we have needs. And so, yeah, there was a mechanical problem with their pool, and their boys, you know, swim team needed to practice as well as they needed to host a meet. So we were happy to work that out. Y members understand that the Y is here, you know, for them as members, but also for the community. And so we've been able to carve out space in our lap pool for the boys' swim team.
Yeah, so has that changed then any of the scheduling for like open lap swim and things like that, or is it still same old as it's always been?
It pretty much has stayed the same. You know, we'll probably ask people to share lanes. They might have been used to having their own lane, but no, that's the good thing, that we've got enough space that we can accommodate the boys' swim team as well as doing our regular programs.
Yeah, and I know, like at Marshalltown High School, they're bringing in kids from GMG or West Marshall or wherever to be part of the swim team because they don't have a pool at their high school, so they come here. So it's nice to see, you know, if trouble were to happen, we've got even the Y that can step up and help out as well. It's great to see the community working together there, Kim. Another way you guys are kind of helping the community right now, you have a little bit of a membership special going on. Can you tell me about this?
You bet. Yep. We, you know, it's the beginning of the year, and we do some of these throughout the year, but we always want to make sure we get those people who are looking to you know, maybe reengage with their fitness or get back and you know, meet other people in the community. And so we've been running a special, and that's going to go through February 15th, so there's still, you know, a couple weeks left on it. And what we've done is we've just canceled the joiner fee. So normally you would pay a one-time fee when you join just to kind of help with, you know, the fees of us getting you started as a member. So we just have a $0 joiner fee, and you would just pay your regular monthly fee, depending on, and that varies. You know, that depends on, you know, if you're an individual joining or a family or things like that. So we've already had over 50 people join, so a lot of people are taking advantage of this.
Yeah, so that's a great way to save a little cash and kind of get back into that routine. Do you see a lot of people setting, is the new year really that time where people set goals and things pick up kind of in January as people are trying to set those new goals for the new year?
It is. Yeah, it's very common. In recent years, we've noticed it more kind of in February. I think January, they're still kind of contemplating what they want to do, and then they get going in February. But it's sort of made its way back to January now. And the Y is a busy place, and that's what we'd love to see. We want all hours of the day. We want, you know, people here. Like I said, we love to see the social interaction between people of all ages, which is great. And, of course, we love them participating in physical activity.
Yeah, and Kim, one thing you've mentioned previously in our conversations is just the community aspect of some of these groups and programs that you guys have is really kind of that hidden blessing that's there. People can look at some of those programs ahead of time just by going online, right?
Yeah, our website has a lot of great information. You can not only see you can see schedules, you can see programs, you can sign up. If it's a program you need to register for, you can do that online. The website is ymca-ywca.org. You can also give us a call. It's 641-752-8658.
All right, Kim, I see one of those new programs right now. Do I see a new Bible study that's starting with you guys?
Yeah, this is a neat thing that was initiated by staff. Again, you know, like I was saying, the Y is a place to come together. You know, there's a lot of physical activity, but there's more than that here. You know, we're about spirit, mind, and body, all three. So the staff got together with some folks from Restore Church locally here in Marshalltown, and they've started a Bible study. Actually, it's going to start. And it's going to just be on Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. and just come in, and the Y staff will be here to do just kind of some group building activities and a little bit of movement, not an actual workout. And then we've got people from Restore Church that can actually lead the Bible study that have that expertise. So we're calling it Faith in Motion, which I think is a real clever name that really fits with what we do here at the Y.
Yeah, very cool. I think a lot of times people forget the C in YMCA stands for Christian, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are based on Christian values, but honestly, we're open to all religions and all backgrounds.
Yep, and just offering that space there for people who want to get together, that's another great program starting here at the Y. Now, Kim, I did try goat yoga. I think probably, though, I should try this next program. Hot yoga is probably more my style because I spend a lot of time in the sauna, so this kind of combines sauna and yoga.
I was going to ask if you're a very sweaty guy, if we're going to need to put a towel under you or something.
Two beach towels. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll plan ahead. But yeah, we're doing hot yoga. We premiered this last winter, and I hate to tell you, but the days that we held it last year were like the coldest days of the winter. So look out, because February 13th and February 20th might be really cold days just because we scheduled this. But I guess what better time to do hot yoga, right? Than when it's cold out. So, but we're going to do it in our regular yoga studio here at the Y. But what we do is just crank up the heat in that space to 85 degrees. And so normally, you know, it's going to be like in the lower 60s, maybe around the 70s for an actual yoga class. So that's a significant difference. And, people really see a difference when they're doing yoga. They like the warmth helps them stretch better, and other things, I guess. I haven't personally done hot yoga, so maybe you can test it out and let us know, Zach.
Okay, what were they? February 13th, what was the other date?
And February 20th.
Okay.
And it's open to Y members and non-members. It's $15 for Y members, $25 for non-members. Youth 14 and up can come. If you have a young person aged 10 to 13, they can come, but they have to be with an adult.
All right. So that's hot yoga coming up in February. I put it on my calendar.
Okay.
So I will try to make one of those dates next month. I see also on your calendar, you have a parents' night out. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this is, we're doing this actually on the same night as hot yoga. This particular program is just for Y members, just because we're trying to keep our numbers manageable for now. We could open up in the future, but this is really an opportunity for parents if they want to drop off their kids and go somewhere, you know, go out to dinner, or if they want to do the hot yoga class, they could do that. But the program is Friday, February 13th from 4:30 to 8:30 p.m., and kids age 6 months to 10 years can come in. And we'll watch them for you while you go do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, this is a great idea, because I feel like, you know, finding a babysitter is probably one of the hardest things to do when planning a date with your husband, right?
Oh, my gosh, for sure. Yes. You know it. So just having this, you know, already set up for you, you don't have to find the babysitter. And also there's other kids there, you know, so it's fun activities for the kids.
Maybe it's just a way to get the kids out of the house for the night so you can have a date at home and, you know, with,
for sure,
with your significant other that way.
Yes.
The older I get, the less I want to go out into the public.
Oh, for sure. Yes, that's right.
Join
today. Especially when
it's this cold. Join today with CEO of the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA, Kim Jazz Ramirez. Kim, here's a question I've never asked you before, but sure you make you make laps around the Y at different times. What is something that always brings, you know, a smile to your face when you're walking around the Y and you see something in action?
Oh my goodness. I really love visiting our preschool, which is actually in our cultural center building, which some people refer to as the old Y. We have a licensed daycare preschool for 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds. And there is just, oh my goodness, there's so much learning going on. I mean, you can just see how much they're developing and learning, and just the funny questions that they ask. And they're always so excited to see people come visit them. That's probably one of the most fun things that I get to do with my job, for sure.
Yeah, oh, that is awesome to hear. Those kiddos at that point, they haven't really figured out what a filter is yet. So that's my favorite part, hanging out with them.
Yes, well put, yes. You'll know a lot of details about their lives that probably mom and dad don't want them to share.
Exactly, yes. So Kim, we mentioned the website earlier, ymca-ywca.org. Where else can people go to just learn about things happening at the Y?
Well, we'd love to have you just stop by the Y at 108 Washington Street here in Marshalltown. You know, we'd love to show you around and talk to you about the Y. So please feel free to come by in person at any hour that we're open. Also, you could give us a call at 641-752-8658.
Awesome. Well, Kim, I appreciate you stopping by once a month and always letting us know all the things happening at our local Y. So thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.